Twister Talk with Gary, Sue, and Brandon starts now.
It's a twister! It's a twister! Back up! Back up! Back up!
And last night, backing up actually may have been a good idea in some of those places those storms were hitting. It was not fun. All right, for Twister Talk, I'm Gary.
I'm Sue.
And I'm Brandon.
And we have quite an interesting evening we're going to be talking about in just a moment. Brandon's going to fill us in on the tornadic activity from Oklahoma last afternoon and evening. And then we're going to delve into the potential for severe weather throughout Ohio, parts of Indiana, and parts of Kentucky that are heading this way. And then also the fact there's going to be more weather, flooding rains and severe weather again tomorrow. But anyhow, Brandon, I'll let you give a rundown on last night's severe weather in Oklahoma. The high risk turned out to be pretty much on point, but the tornado count wasn't significant, what we would normally think of that, but some of the tornadoes were. So Brandon, go ahead and give us a breakdown.
Well, yes. So the worst spot was Barnesdall, Oklahoma. But yeah, it looks like the entire state of Oklahoma saw some action last night. The preliminary count here is suggesting 17 tornadoes that touched down. Fortunately, only one confirmed death. But again, like we said, Barnesdall seems to have kind of suffered the brunt of this here. They're certainly dealing with the tornado damage aftermath this morning. The sheriff's office did confirm that one fatality after the tornadoes last night. Oklahoma Highway Patrol reported in. They're showing about 30 to 40 homes in the area were damaged, and there's also a natural gas leak. So those of you who live in or near that area, do not be surprised if there may be some closures and restrictions still in effect as they try to pin down and turn off and ultimately repair that leak. State Department of Health also indicated there was a nursing home that was damaged. Now, fortunately, none of the patients were injured. They were able to be evacuated. So, yeah, fortunately, nothing wrong there. But just to show you, just because you think a certain type of place or a certain type of structure might protect you, that is not necessarily always the case. Tornadoes can and will hit anything.
Yeah, they did, and they did last night. And thankfully, there were not. There may have been some injuries at the nursing home, but when I first heard that last night, I was going, "Oh my God! I hope that's not not too bad, because a nursing home with invalid patients in there, that could have been catastrophic. It really could have." And I'm glad that didn't happen. But Sue, I tell you, I was watching some live reporting from Tulsa Television last night about that, and that was probably the most defined hook echo I've seen all season, as far as Jason.
Yeah, it really was. Some of those storms looked like they were going to be a lot more powerful than they were, but I think what basically happened is they evolved into a linear format. Much quicker than I think they had anticipated. And with the exception of that big tornado that went through a couple of towns in Oklahoma that Brandon was just talking about, most of the damage seems to have been large hail and straight line winds.
Right. And some areas had flooding rains too. Some reports
that
of
too,
three
yes.
or four inches. I only saw one report, Brandon, of hail 3 inches or larger, just one report, and that was near that big tornado hit, that supercell that hit Barnesville. So that was it. I mean, there was reports of 1.5 to 2 inch hail in places, but that was the largest hail so far that was documented last night. A lot of, I'll take aside for a moment to say a lot of people, quote, chasers and such, were whining about the fact that the high risk didn't pan out. And again, I'm just like, I don't know where you're coming from with that. Basically, just be thankful it went linear quicker than it did. And the fact that there were a lot of, it could have been a lot worse. It wasn't. And we just need to take a deep breath and say, you know, thank the stars that it wasn't a, you know, just really tragic, and it could have been a lot worse. And thankfully for that, but that's where we're at.
Yeah, that's that's one of those things where, you know, I'm sure the people in the path of these storms are probably quite happy that these cells, you know, turned into a linear form more quickly than was anticipated, because it means that they probably didn't, you know, probably didn't deal with as much damage or as much loss as they otherwise might have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Sue, I saw a quick video, but I saw pictures of the tornado, and it was a pretty good size wedge as it moved into that town. So it was an amazing, and thankfully there weren't, you know, more fatalities. Well, of course, not all the, everything's locked in stone yet. They're going to obviously be sending teams out today to take a look at the survey damage from Norman, Oklahoma. The Storm Prediction Center will be involved in some of that too. But now all this now moves and shifts to the Midwest, and here's where it gets kind of a potentially dicey situation. As people, if you live in Ohio, especially central Ohio into almost all of Indiana and parts of northern Kentucky, we are under an enhanced risk of storms today. That's for this area. And Sue, again, this is going to be, unfortunately, a nocturnal event. And most of the stuff is going to happen after dark tonight. For what I'm
gathering. And that's something people need to take note of, because right now there is a line of scattered storms extending up from Cincinnati on up to the lake, pretty much along the Ohio-Indiana border right now, that will be moving across the area within the next couple hours. That is not the severe weather.
No.
So people need to be aware that after this goes through, the atmosphere will recover, the temperatures will rise, and it looks like there will be the possibility of a decent severe weather outbreak today. The capes are high, the shear is high. There's actually a great deal of concern. Now, the current, the most recent forecast discussion from Wilmington is from 11 a.m., so it's getting to be a little bit obsolete. Mm-hmm. But the Storm Prediction Center did just issue a mesoscale discussion that basically indicates that they are about to issue a tornado watch that will basically extend from Peoria, Illinois, in the west, to almost Holland, Michigan, in the north, from around Terre Haute in the south, and all the way out to Kokomo, Indiana. That will be the first tornado watch of the day. That's a good size one, and that one,
yes,
note,
it's
behind that line of storms that people might think of as being, oh, that's the weather we're going to get today. It's like, no.
No, that's not happening. Yeah, I'm just checking this out, too. And Brandon, again, it looks just about right. Everything is west of the line of storms going through now. But now we've got dew points recovering back in the 60s and plenty, mm-hmm. and winds from the southwest. And veering with height, so need we say any more? No, it's
the capes are high too.
Yeah, the capes are very high. So, the convective energy available to build supercells will be there, and this will be the first tornado watch of the day in regards to what's going to be happening with severe weather. I would imagine, Brandon, our tornado watch in this part of the country probably will come. Probably, it may be as late as 6 p.m. to be honest. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's definitely going to point toward, you know, something later in the day, in the evening. Nocturnal event, as you'd stated. Incidentally, do either one of you happen to see what the cape values are right now?
The last I saw was 2500.
Okay, so that's up there.
Yeah, that's up there. So that's a good point.
That's the latest forecast discussion from Wilmington. Of course, that was again at 11 o'clock. Has it approaching 2500,
right?
And the shear is the effective shear is around 60 knots right now.
Oh man. And believe it or not, a low level jet will be moving into this area this evening, late this afternoon in the evening. Yeah, there a low level jet will be happening. So again, we're looking at an after dark situation that's going to develop for Ohio, And the storms may not really get going here until the 6 o'clock hour. When they do, they're going to race across the state, and there is going to be the chance, again, of tornadoes. And I know we've said this before, and we cannot rule out a strong tornado. And, you know, I'm talking about maybe an EF3 or greater. We can't completely rule that out because we just don't know. It depends, again, where the system sets up. But the winds are favorable. In fact, today, Sue, the winds and shear are more favorable than they were back in March.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. So that's what you need to know. Yeah. So anyway. But, you know, now, Brandon, in your part of the country, in the southeast, you're looking to probably get some more rain out of this. I don't know if it doesn't look like much severe weather, but I know we've talked about the fact that sometimes your part of the country gets real dry real quick. But you said so far it's been raining just enough to keep things going.
Seems to be. We've talked before about the kind of pseudo rainy season that we can get in the winter months in this part of the country. And once again this year, that ended up being very abbreviated. It was raining a little bit this morning. We had a brief thunder shower last night. And right now, things are fairly dry. Sun's coming in and out. So last forecast I looked at showed that we were actually looking at, over the next several days, mixture of clouds and sun, and temperatures generally in the highs in the 80s. So 80s or even high 70s. Looks like the next chance we get for any kind of rain or storm activity won't be until this weekend.
Right. And the reason we're mentioning that is the fact that because of the weather patterns, normally this time of year, not always, but you get a fair amount of thunderstorm activity in parts of the southeast. That's not happening. These storms are moving through the Midwest and then exiting into Canada and the Atlantic. So a lot of what happens is basically the nastiest weather and some of the usually flooding rains sometimes along the southeast coast are not happening at the moment. That could change, but again, the weather patterns are they've been very interesting this past spring and as we move into May now. And I don't expect any real changes. It's going to be kind of unsettled, I think, for the next few weeks.
No, and I think we probably should mention that also tomorrow there is again a
yes.
chance of severe weather. There is already an area of enhanced risk, which is this is anticipated, I believe, to be a wind and hail event.
Right.
But, of course, tornadoes cannot be ruled out. But the enhanced risk area is enormous. It literally runs from Dallas, Texas in the south, almost to Cincinnati.
Mm.
I mean, it's immense.
That's 1,000 miles, folks. Letting you know, that's 1,000 miles.
That's a lot of severe weather to happen. To put it mildly, I think they're not quite sure yet how it is going to develop.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they say in the mesoscale discussion that the convective mode may be somewhat messy, which I think is kind of hilarious. But It does look like we could be in for severe weather again tomorrow.
Very possible, very likely. And, Brandon, the big problem the last few weeks in parts of the Midwest have been flooding. There's been a tremendous amount of flooding in areas. And we were talking the other day, Columbus is 3 inches above normal for rainfall so far this year. That is a lot. And,
yeah, it's very wet here.
Yeah, and so more flooding rains are possible today and tomorrow. And even into the weekend here, some on and off shower days will be happening too. So again, it's going to be kind of a mess there. And so everybody, even if you don't get, quote, severe weather, you need to be very aware of the fact that some of these storms are going to drop 1 to 2 inches of rain very quickly. And flooding is going to be a very great possibility, especially, I think, south of Columbus is where they're worried about the concentration, especially tomorrow, of flooding rains moving through the area and even rains moving through this afternoon in the southern part of the state. So what we have now is Oklahoma had 17 tornadoes last night. And I believe there's still some power outages in that area, too. Brandon, is that right?
excuse me. Yes, it is. Their Department of Emergency Management out there in Osage County had about 3,000 outages as of 1 a.m. this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that was reported between the Public Service Company of Oklahoma, as well as the Verdigris Valley Electric Cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
So I know they are, looks like Tulsa County had 334 outages, mm-hmm. Specifically. So, and then, like I said, Osage County over 3,000. So you're looking at over 3,300 outages reported as of 1 a.m. this morning. I'm sure they are continuing to try to get that restored as quickly as possible. And some of that is no doubt back online now. So if you are still without power in those areas, best advice, hold tight. They are working on it.
Right. And I just checked the numbers as you were talking, Brandon. About half of it's been restored, but some of it will not be later today. It may even be Wednesday in a few places because of some of the damage around around Tulsa, but also the damage near Barnesville, Oklahoma, where the tornado hit. So that may be a few days coming down the road. But for basically, if you live in the Midwest, the next couple of days are going to be pretty rocky and nasty. Be ready. Be weather aware. Have that weather radio ready to go. Have your cell phone and able to get warnings. And remember, if you may not hear a siren, you may not know, you know there's a tornado warning, especially as we get into tomorrow, this evening later when you could have some more severe weather through Ohio, especially from Fort Wayne to Columbus. That seems to be the target area for later today into the evening. And you may not get much of a warning at all. So keep your phone and your weather radio handy. They will get out the warnings to you quickest. The weather radio will be the quickest. So be ready to take action if you have to. So that's where we're at with that. And I think that's more than enough for everybody to handle. As conditions warrant during the afternoon and evening, we may come back on depending on how everything is happening. I would expect probably, folks, there'll be at least one update as we get into the evening hours, especially when the tornado watches get issued. We'll give you a discussion what's going on with that. And keep on our Facebook page, because even if we're not doing an audio quote update, we will post discussions and we will post watches and warnings for the area, for the Central Ohio and Western Ohio area. So we'll be on top of that too. That's one of our things to do. We kind of keep everybody notified. And I think, guys, I think we've got it all covered. I think we're good.
I think so.
All right.
Yep.
So, guys, we'll keep you updated. And again, check out our Facebook page. We'll keep everything going there. And for Twister Talk, I'm Gary.
I'm Sue.
And I'm Brandon.
Take care. Stay safe.